is mindfulness. Mindfulness is the basic human ability to be fully present, aware of where we are and what we're doing, and not overly reactive or overwhelmed by what's going on around us. The goal of mindfulness is to wake up to the inner workings of our mental, emotional, and physical processes. Mindfulness is available to us in every moment, whether through meditations and body scans, or mindful moment practices like taking time to pause and breathe when the phone rings instead of rushing to answer it. My name is Manaima. Welcome to the Empower You podcast. For today's topic, we're going to discuss with my guest his approach to mindfulness and how he began his journey. Dr. Dwayne Risher is an educator, author, and entrepreneur. Dr. Risher offers his expertise and guidance as a middle school math teacher and administrator. He's also worked with children in youth programs in Austin and Fort Worth, Texas, New York City, Phoenix, Arizona, and Middle Tennessee. As a school educator and leader, he directs his focus on improving school culture by fostering healthy relationships with students and staff. Dr. Risher's approach to increasing math proficiency with his students is creative activities and mentorship programs. In addition to his apparel company, Mindful Energy Tees, which promotes mindfulness, meditation, healing, and wealth, Dr. Risher is also using his voice to educate and inspire youth with his book, Lessons That I Learned from My Father and Brother. Please help me welcome to the Empower You podcast, Dr. Dwayne Risher.
I am so excited because you came to my attention some time ago. My daughter came home and told me that one of her teachers was meditating with her in school. And I was super excited about it because I taught her how to meditate when she was really young. So as she shared that with me, she was really excited. And we didn't get to meet until the beginning of this school year at an event that they had, and you had your table and everything set up, and I was super excited. And you know what? We might have to start over. I might have to go put my shirt on. I love my shirt. I honestly do. I have to get it in more colors. But how did you come up to begin your journey? When did you learn about meditation? How did you get to where you are now with it?
You know, we all have this curiosity. So whether it's seeing people that meditate, it could be the unique jewelry, you know, with the crystals that people wear, and it's just you're inquisitive. But also being an inner city Black kid, it also comes with a lot of generalizations and stereotypes when I'm seeing people in that space. July 2020, I can take some positives out of COVID with the opportunity for me to get some healing. There were some things going on in my home. And of course, it's easy to point the finger. And as they say, when you point the finger, there's three more pointing back at you. I had saw this video with Will Smith, and he talked about before you go into any type of group counseling, you might want to look at yourself first. When he said it, I had to pose to myself, I may be the problem to all of this madness. So I went on this journey to find me a therapist. And what I found was that I didn't want to go that route. Yes, I wanted to talk, but I didn't want to be diagnosed by the books per se. Therapist, she was telling me one day, she was mentioning to me that she does work with this therapist that includes or involves the chakras. And at that point in my life, I was just learning about the chakras. And I was just like, even to this day, even though it's only been a year and a half, I love reading and studying about the chakras. because it's so much and it's not easy to just understand. You got to like read it, you know. Like just yesterday, I was going back rereading Red Jasper, because I have a red jasper and I was very intentional because I need to do some work with my root chakra. And so when I went through this, what I like to refer to as quantum meditation, I was able to basically go back and heal childhood wounds that I felt that I had suffered, whether it's through my mother, my father, my sister, and all of these things, as well as my brother. These things were manifested in relationship with my spouse, with my children. And, you know, I wanted to put a stop to it. So I ended up doing these five sessions in the month of July. A couple of weeks later, and I can't remember, but I said, man, I want to take this Tantra class. And are you familiar with Tantra?
I am not as familiar as I am with the chakras. So please educate me.
That just has completely changed my life.
I know that's
because
right.
I would say that the quantum meditation healed, it addressed the past. The Tantra allowed me to address the present. It taught me, and I tell people it's about two things. One, it's about self-love, and then it's about true intimacy. And when I'm talking about intimacy, I want to be clear to those that are listening. And generally, when I share this, I'm able to really communicate with the females. But men have been taught, we've done a disservice to women in the sense that we've been taught that sex or intimacy is a destination, like it has an ending. Tantra teaches you that intimacy is a journey. And so when you go back to the definition or the practice that many men engage in today, it's, you know, foreplay, a couple of minutes. There's the intercourse, you know, for however long it's gonna take. And then there's a boom, okay, you're done, it's over, sleep. Or maybe you go back into it, but it's just it becomes very routine.
Yeah.
Tantra teaches you how to, first of all, love within yourself and then share that love with somebody else. And the power of Tantra in intimacy is through breathing. It's not through the genitals. It's
That's through breathing.
And when you can learn to breathe and exchange energies and also connect with the positive pole of the female and the positive pole of the male, what you're doing is you're circulating this energy. So when I took this
They're not ready for all of this, Dr. Risha.
But it's real.
They ain't ready for this conversation, sir.
It's real.
At least it's still first, because what you're talking about is next level. That's real. That is so real. And so many people are so detached from their emotions that they can't even be, they can't connect with someone else because they're not connected within themselves.
Exactly. And so, you know, and I'm going to segue just a little bit, because when you say that, when you think about men that deal with impotence, it's an emotional thing. It's not a physical thing.
That's right.
You know, you're in your mind. And the crazy thing is, society has taught us, okay, and you know, that when you get 38, 39, 40, you know, expect your testosterone to go down and, you know, you may lose your erections, or we can give you this pill to be a temporary band-aid, but that's still not addressing the core of what could be wrong. And it's nothing that your partner's done. It just might be, it may be some help that you need to get through to resolve. And so for me to go through that experience, like I say, to enhance my ability for self-love and then to truly, truly, truly teach me how to be intimate and make it a journey.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can just be mindful of touches, small kisses, caresses, you know, massages. It really, really emphasizes the foreplay, so to speak.
Yeah.
And it also teaches men how you can hold your ejaculation. And when you hold it, you also can have the ability to increase your livelihood. Because when men ejaculate, it drains energy and it can make us lethargic and tired. But when you
over time it's damaging.
Over time it's damaging. And now that I'm older, it's like, wow, you know, it's a difference when you're 20 and when you're 40, right?
That's right.
You're 20, you got the energy, you're young, you're slimmer,
yeah.
You're trying to figure it out. When
yeah.
you get older, you need a game plan that's like, hey, how do we make this last? Let's not go in with doubts, insecurities.
How about that healing part has to be done? Everything that I talk about is energetic. Everything is energy. Everything is about meditation and really going within and healing those challenges, wherever they happen to have come from. If you're living a human life, then you're going to experience challenges and things that we energetically carry with ourselves, unless you learn how to let it go. And you can't just keep living and thinking it's going to disappear just because you keep living. People think that they are okay. One of my other guests, she was like, just because you're getting up and going to work and smiling and getting dressed and keep a job, that doesn't mean that you're dealing with your stress and anxiety. And as you continue on, those things begin to weigh heavily on the body and create dis-ease and discomfort and all kinds of challenges in the body. You know,
absolutely.
So going within and really getting clear about what's going on within you and begin to heal that, now you can start to become intimate with someone else. Now you can begin to even understand what intimacy is.
Yep. And it's also, you know, obviously it's tied to the sacral chakra. So one of the, what's the right word? I don't want to say consequences, but whenever your sacral chakra is blocked, one of the things that can happen is that you experience lower back pain. And people also have to realize that the psoriasis, your hips, the area of your psoriasis carries a lot of stress. So mm-hmm. when you're seeing people like, you know, bent over or complaining mm-hmm. about their back, you know, again, it goes back to the chakras and that
yes.
certain, you know, energy circles being blocked, being closed off. You got to open them.
Yeah. I just had a conversation earlier today about the chakras. It's very important. If you're not familiar with it, please reach out, send an email or a text. I'll look for some information. I'll share some information about it, because your energy centers are very important. If they're blocked, like you said, if they're blocked, if they're out of alignment, then you feel out of sorts. We're not taught this information, and it's a part of who you are, whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not. These are things that are a part of who you are. And when you're unfamiliar with parts of you, then you can't heal what's going on inside of you.
Right.
You know, it's really, really important. That meditation is I have a course called Baby Steps to Big Things. And it's about the basics and the benefits of meditation. I'm not an instructor, as you noted in the other program we were on. I am a meditation enthusiast because it saved my life. It helps me really continue on the journey of self-discovery. And that's what this journey is all about, no matter who you are. Please find yourself as interesting as you do your job, as your spouse, as your children, as your hobbies. Get into yourself, because we are such incredible creations. Mm-hmm. And when you don't learn about yourself, you don't really have the power that you could have to really manifest the things that we can manifest in this lifetime.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, the passion that I have for this, whether it's mindfulness, tantra, math is money, because these are the things that have impacted me the most at the age of 48. And all I want to be able to do is get back to my community, to my young, especially my young brothers, you know, because the deck is stacked against us. But the more we can educate and inform, hopefully the more we can increase their chances of being successful in a marriage, mm-hmm. in a relationship, the more they can be successful with building wealth, and the more they can be successful with self-love.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's love is the most powerful energy there is. That's just the bottom line. And when you learn how to live your life from that space, then, you know, it's not that things don't happen. It's just that, you know, you don't have to, as I heard Les Brown say, you know, just because things go wrong don't mean you have to go with it. things are going to happen. That's just called life. But when you are reactive to everything that occurs in life, then you are not really properly using your power. And when you worry and you stress, you're also misusing your imagination. The worst case scenarios and being afraid and worrying and all of those things takes away from the power that you have to create in this moment.
Right.
You know, so it's really important to get into that. I'm so excited to meet you. I really truly am, because you are so right when it comes to, you know, needing someone of color and a male to help our young men understand, because if we can help them understand early in life, then they have a better chance of being successful. They don't have to make the same mistakes. We're all going to make mistakes. They don't have to make the same ones that we made.
Right.
You know,
we just have to fight this battle of the norms of society, because, you know, I'm pretty sure that you would recognize that we were taught and trained to live and exist in a certain manner. Mm-hmm. And that manner, like, you know, when you become what some may call woke, or when you get your awakening, you realize, I didn't have to live like this, you know.
No.
I didn't need these college degrees, you know, or, yeah. You know, I can build wealth, you know, at the age of 18. I don't have to wait till 59 and retire to get this lump sum of money. That's There's right. things I could have been doing,
That's right.
you know, at 18, 16.
That's right. And it's so, like I said, I champion you, I applaud you, I salute you, sir, and I thank you so much for what you're doing. And I encourage you to please keep doing what you're doing. And I promise, if whatever it is I hear that you're going to be a part of, whether you're going to be doing a presentation or a workshop or whatever it happens to be, I want to make sure to share with my audience where you're going to be and what you're going to be doing. We'll definitely have your website at the bottom. You have the t-shirts, you have the bracelets that you're sharing, you have courses that you're offering, and it's just, it really is, I'm so excited. We have to do this again. We have to have another conversation.
Absolutely.
We definitely have to have another conversation.
Yeah, especially on that tantra, because I love, like, for what I've learned, I it's the same thing with the chakras. I got a book right now that I'm reading. It's called What is Tantra by Judy Richardson. And it is a phenomenal book. I mean, phenomenal. I mean, she speaks to everything.
That's powerful. I'm also looking to start, restart. Last year, in 2020, I started a book review. Not so much a book club, but a book review, where there's books that I've read that have really helped adjust my focus, really have given me a paradigm shift, if you will. Really powerful stuff. It helped me to gather myself on this journey. So what I do is I choose one of those books, and, you know, my audience will read it, and I will share what I got from the book, and they share what they got from the book. And I would love for you to come once you finish that tantra book, come and share with us what you learned from it, and why it was so powerful for you, and to help people understand, you know, we've got to stop being spooky about stuff. I've heard people say, oh, don't play in the spiritual realm. You came from the spiritual realm. You need to learn as much as you can about it.
Yeah.
You know, we sincerely are. You know, you hear people say, okay, we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. And we really have to get clear about that, because when you really get clear about that, then you can begin to understand the power in the energy that you have. People don't realize that sexual energy is creative energy, you know, so it does not always have to be expressed in the act of sex. When you learn how to gather that energy and bring it, focus it, now you can create other things. You can create whatever it is that your heart desires in your life, and that's why it's important to be clear about what it is you want in life.
Right.
You know, it's really, really important. So, okay, so we're going to please share with the audience your website address. It will be in the notes. If you're interested, guys, you'll get his website, please. It's Mindful
www.mindfulenergyteas.com. And again, that's energy with an I instead of an E, because we remove the ego. That's what that symbolizes. And then T-E-E-S. So mindfulenergyteas.com. And that's the same with my Instagram at mindfulenergyteas.
Excellent. And you also have bracelets. I bought a couple of your bracelets. And and we just want to get this information out as much as possible, because, like I said, whether people believe it or not, you are an energetic being, and you should learn about those energy centers of the body. That's very, very powerful. And meditation saved my life. So it's proven, scientifically proven, to reduce the anxiety and stress and the things and the side effects of depression, all kinds of things. It's good for it clears your mind. It's good for your heart. It's good for your body, your muscles. It is really is a very powerful practice. And just 5 minutes a day can truly, truly change your life in a short amount of time.
Yes.
So, Dr. Risha, thank you.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Yes, we're going to do another. We're going to have a talk about this tantra and set another date for you to come back and educate us on what you learned about tantra.
Oh, I would love to. Like I say, I took a 12-week class and I'm reading this book as a refresher, and I'm loving it. I love it, love it, love it.
Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. So thank you, thank you, thank you again. MindfulEnergyTees.com. Go to the website, get your t-shirts. I got to get them in every color. I got a red one with a white symbol. I love that shirt. You guys got to see it. I'll maybe take a picture and put it up.
But thank you.
You'll be able to find this episode on my YouTube channel and on the Anchor podcast platform and on Facebook and Instagram, all over the place. Please join the mailing list and stay tuned. We'll see you guys in the next episode of Empower You.
Bye-bye.
All right, and thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Empower You podcast. We hope that you learned something valuable today. And if you want to connect with my guests, please head down the podcast show notes and you can find website and contact information there. And by the way, if you happen to suffer from some sort of anxiety, depression, overwhelm, PTSD, stress, I got something for you. If you scroll down the podcast notes, even further down, I provided a link to my website. I specialize in helping people reduce anxiety and stress in their lives in just 5 minutes a day. I promise you it's not a quick fix, but if you commit to it, you will begin to see considerable changes in how you're feeling inside. I created this program because I've been there and I had to prioritize my own mental health, and this led me to the creation of the Empower You coaching program. As an emotional wellness coach, I offer Saturday group sessions and private one-on-one sessions. So if you're struggling with emotional trauma, anxiety, PTSD, depression, I got you. Just head down and click on the link listed in the podcast notes. If you like this episode, if you found any of it interesting or valuable, please don't forget to leave a comment, share it, like it. You never know who's suffering in silence. We post new episodes every week. And once again, thank you so much. And I'll see you guys in the next podcast episode.